Hey there, friends, it's Nick. So yesterday I talked about desire paths and Robert Fritz's book, The Path of Least Resistance, but it occurred to me that, there's lots of great ideas in that book. I highly recommend it. But really, when he's talking about the path of least resistance, as I mentioned yesterday, he's talking about that path as being set by the underlying structure of a system, you know, or maybe your life, for example. One of the ideas I really like in that book, the way that he talks about problem solving versus creativity. In fact, he's very dismissive, really, of problem solving, because the way he sees it, problem solving can get you caught in a loop. Whereas creativity is the movement of you towards a particular goal or a particular state or what have you. And let me give you an example. So right now, as you know, I'm involved in losing some weight. But right there, what I'm doing is I'm defining a problem and trying to solve a problem. My problem is I'm overweight. My solution is to lose weight, and I'm doing that through a mixture of fasting and keto and all the stuff that I've talked about. But what Fritz says is that can get you caught in a loop, because when we see a problem, when a problem becomes, I guess you'd say, salient enough, obvious enough for us to want to do something about it, we do something about it and the problem stops or reduces. So, you know, I had those wake-up calls, which you may have listened to about a month ago, when I was on a holiday with my family, and those wake-up calls were powerful enough to get me to take action. And I'm taking action, and, you know, I've lost around a stone, not quite, but around a stone since I started, whatever. And what Fritz says is that as I take this action and I lose weight, the tension, if you like, to keep acting, to keep losing weight, will lessen and lessen and lessen, because the problem is lessening and lessening and lessening. And he says, what would eventually happen, unless I change the underlying structure of my life, is that I'll get to a point where the value from carrying on doing this action will be equal to, and then ultimately outweighed by, the perceived value of, you know, having a biscuit or whatever it might be, eating a bag of crisps, having a beer. You know, I haven't had anything to drink for 6 weeks. And, you know, sometimes when we're in the summer, the sun is shining, you know, I really wouldn't mind a beer, to be honest. And at some point, what he's saying is, you know, you'll lose enough weight that you think, oh, it's, you know, the problem's not nearly as bad as it was. I've done enough. And, you know, you'll go back and you'll have a beer, and then you'll have another beer, and then you'll have, you know, whatever, a pizza, and off you go. And what he calls this, the oscillating pattern. So, and in fact, if you've been listening to this podcast since it started, bless your hearts, you'll have seen that oscillating pattern, because I've gone through various stages of trying to be better. Trying to be better, you know, running, fasting, you know, various types of things that I've tried. And the underlying structure of my life hasn't changed. So the results haven't changed. I've fallen back into the habits that, you know, and he'll say it's totally inevitable, because just like the cow paths around Boston yesterday, it's easier. It's the you know, the line of least resistance was was pizza and beer. So what's the solution? Well, for Fritz, he says, you know, you can, the problem with problem solving, if you like, is that you're in this kind of oscillating pattern. Whereas he's talking in his book about, I mean, it's really a book about creativity, and he's talking about the difference between a problem-solving mindset and a creative mindset. And the creative, he says, he's a composer and a filmmaker, Robert Fritz, is not looking to solve a problem. They're looking to bring something into being, to create something. And the creative impulse is very different. But fundamentally, you have something in your mind. You have a goal in your mind that you're going towards. So You know, it's not losing weight. It's maybe it's creating a healthy lifestyle or something, or being healthy, living a healthy life, something like that. Now, it would need to be more specific, and maybe I'll talk about that. But the thing about that is, you're never going to be done. So, you know, with weight, you know, if I keep going, eventually I'll reach some kind of a goal or a target, and I'll be sort of done. So I said before, the challenge with this stuff always is, how do you keep it going? And that's a lot of what Fritz talks about in his book. Maybe I'll talk about the rest of that sometime in the podcast. Yeah, I'll probably dump it. I'll talk about the other side of this, the creative side, the moving towards something side, another day. But it's an interesting thing. You know, are there areas of your life or your work or your relationships where you're just in this kind of oscillating pattern? Things get better for a while, and then because they've got better, actually, they get worse, and then better, and then worse. So it's worth having a think about whether there's areas of your life that are kind of in this loop. And then in Fritz's terms, think about the structure of that part of your life, you know, because his thing is always, well, the structure will define the path of least resistance, and we'll follow it. Animals will follow it. Nature will follow it. The path of least resistance is, you know, water follows it. Electricity follows it. It's always the path we follow. So our job is to change the structure to make it easier, that will lead us to the place we want to go. Anyway, yeah, 7 minutes. That's it for me now. Thanks for listening. Remember that your story means business. And if you want to dig deeper into the stuff that I do, search online for story.business. Bye now.